Burlington, Vermont resident Ryan Polly was running in his first ever marathon on Monday.
I'm a newer runner and have lost about 45 pounds and overcome some health challenges. And our local, the Vermont Green Mountain Athletic Association Running Club, gave me an entry into the Boston Marathon.
He and other marathoners were about a mile from the finish line when the explosions occurred. He initially thought emergency vehicles were responding to a heart attack victim, but as he got closer, he encountered chaos and panic.
Police were there saying, "Stop running, the race is over, the race is over, the marathon is closed." And so at that point, I definitely started to panic because I had family, and they should have been at the finish line waiting for me. It was actually really lucky that they were okay. They had gone a different route to get to the finish line and were held up on the subway.
Ryan Polly recounts that on their four-hour drive back to Vermont, he and his wife agreed to cancel a party they had planned to celebrate his first marathon. But he felt he still needed to do something.
I felt really helpless and really guilty that nothing happened to us, grateful that nothing happened to us, but just a lot of mixture of emotion. And it made me recognize that what I need to do is help. And the way that I can help is to run. So that's what led to the event. I said, you know what, I'm going to run, and I'm going to invite friends, and I'm going to say, let's run in solidarity and support for what happened. I put a little Facebook invite, and it just started growing like crazy to the point where I recognized, how can I make this be more than just me running? Working in healthcare, I thought, let me call one of the major hospitals. And it looked like Massachusetts General had taken a lot of the pre-traumatic injuries. So I called them, and they had set up an emergency fund. So at that point, I said, let's raise some money for this effort.
The Facebook page for the Walk or Run in support of the Boston Marathon victims is getting pledges from across the country and as far away as the Philippines. By early Wednesday afternoon, 340 people had signed up on the Facebook page to run in Burlington. Others plan to run when they can at their individual locations. Among them is Manchester, Vermont Planning Director Lee Crone, who plans to be in Burlington on Saturday afternoon to run.
I think people feel there's a sense of solidarity in doing that, and even if they can't be physically at the location that's chosen, they would do it on their own. Secondly, it just feels like at times there is a good reason to just try to generate some positive energy out there in the universe, and somebody's put out this effort to try to do some kind of a fundraiser, whether it's for Mass General that treated many of the victims of that incident or any other charity of one's own choosing. But sometimes I think it's important that we just put ourselves out there and try to help create some positive energy.
The Walk or Run in support of the Boston Marathon victims will start at the Echo Center on the Burlington waterfront at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Suggested donations of $40, the typical entry fee for a marathon, can be designated for Mass General or the One Fund. More information is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.